I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta is banning the use of electric scooters and e-bikes overnight starting today. GPB's Sophia Salaby has the details.
The announcement comes along with news of the fourth death following a scooter-related accident in the city. Police say a man riding a scooter ran a red light Tuesday morning in East Point and crashed into a truck. He died later in a hospital. Dockless devices will now be disabled by their companies from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. Nima Davari is with the electric scooter company Lime. He says they're committed to the city, but a permanent ban would hurt their ability to offer mobility to users.
We think it's a reasonable step as a temporary measure while the city determines the next steps for their scooter program.
The city is working to create more dedicated spaces for cyclists and scooter riders on the streets. Public safety officials will decide which scooter companies can stay in the city by early next year. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Authorities in Gwinnett County are dismissing hundreds of misdemeanor marijuana cases. WSB reports confusion surrounding the state's new law, which allows the possession of hemp, is behind the dismissals. Prosecutors say they don't have the proper technology to detect the chemical THC, the main difference between illegal marijuana and legal hemp. The police chiefs from across the county are meeting today with prosecutors to discuss uniform plans on how to handle those cases. Well, forecasters now say that we could be in for a more active hurricane season than they originally predicted. GPB's Emily Jones reports on the updated forecast from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The El Nino weather pattern, which suppresses hurricane activity, has ended. That means it's more likely this hurricane season will be above normal. Forecasters are now predicting 10 to 17 named storms this season. An average season has 12. Jerry Bell is NOAA's lead seasonal hurricane forecaster. He says even without the new projections, we'll likely start seeing more storms now that it's August.
The key point is we're now in the peak of the hurricane season, and coastal residents really need to make sure you're prepared now for the upcoming hurricane season.
Hurricane season runs June through November, but historically the most active months are August through October. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
The Progressive National Baptist Convention is meeting in Atlanta today to finish a week of tackling issues like voter registration and gun control. On Wednesday, Reverend Raphael Warnock of Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church and other faith leaders spoke out in the wake of mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso.
This newest surge of unabashed bigotry and unembarrassed white supremacy is a scandal and a scar on the soul of America.
Formed in 1961, the PNBC has a membership of 1,500 churches. The group's 58th annual session wraps up today. And this weekend, Muslims across Georgia are celebrating an Islamic holiday. GPB's Taylor Gant explains.
Georgia is home to over 100,000 Muslims, many of whom will partake in Eid al-Adha, which honors the faith of the prophet Abraham. The holiday begins on Saturday evening and lasts through Sunday. Nabil Safdar of the Islamic Speakers Bureau of Atlanta says the celebration is a way for people to learn about the Muslim community.
What we find is the number one predictor of folks, Americans that are not Muslim, in terms of them having a positive view of Muslims and Islam, is knowing one.
Safdar says mosques around the state are making themselves available to provide more information about the holy day. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
You can hear a longer conversation about the holiday online at gpbnews.org. And in sports, college football rivals Georgia and Auburn will play earlier than usual next year. They'll meet on October 10th, 2020 in Athens. It's the first time the Tigers and Bulldogs have played a regular season game outside of November in more than 80 years. Georgia faces its other SEC West opponent, Alabama, on September 19th. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.